I'm Bruce Newberry. I'm not your grandma either. Very, very nice act of kindness that has turned into a kind of a major movement called Wreaths Across America. And there had been some worry that it was not going to be able to go on this year, but it is. And it's going to have a connection at Fort Adams. So let's talk about it. Joining us on the line, our friend from Fort Adams, the director himself, Joe Dias. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Bruce. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Boy, I hope that things are well. Things are going well with you. I miss you.
Well, I think the theme is goodbye 2020, hello 2021.
I think that's Can't about wait. It. Yep. I think that's about it. And we'll be back there on the porch and in the visitor center and back with you in 2021. Let's hope.
We can only hope.
For sure. Well, very nice movement called Wreaths Across America. It started in Maine and then went to Arlington National Cemetery. Now it's all across the country. And it looked like it was in trouble because of 2020 and COVID and all, but it looks like it's going to take place. And it's going to, and Fort Adams is going to be a part of it. Tell us what's going to happen.
Well, we have over 300 veterans that are buried in the Fort Adams Cemetery here on the property. So we're a part of that. Where there will be a wreath laid at each gravesite for those 300 veterans that are. The ceremony will be private. We can't have that many people to do it, but then it will open up for viewing on December 19th, mm-hmm. and that'll go through January 8th, so that people can come during that time frame and do everything with the social distancing and everything else, and walk through and honor the vets at that time through that period.
That's great. Where is the cemetery located for those who don't know, Joe?
The cemetery is down on the west side. If you go, actually, when you come in, you'll go up the hill by the Eisenhower House, and there's a parking lot on the top of the hill to the right of the Eisenhower House, and then you can walk down the hill to the cemetery. Weather permitting, that road on the west side, sometimes closed, sometimes open. I don't know what the park is doing right now, but it's easier to park right there and then walk down the hill to the cemetery. It's right behind the hedges right there on the west side. Mm-hmm. Overlooking the channel in Jamestown.
And it's near the Bennington Memorial too, isn't it?
It is. Bennington is right next door.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So that's,
yes, it is right there.
Yeah, and if you know that area and you know the ditch road, that's what Joe's talking about. That may or may not be open, so don't pull a Newporter and say, well, I know the shortcut, because you may get stuck down there or whatever. Just follow directions and park at the Eisenhower House and walk down the hill that way.
That's the best way for everybody and everything. So, yeah, and if you haven't seen or heard of the Bennington Memorial, it would be a good time to either Google it first or read the information when you get to the memorial. That's another hidden gem at the fort that a lot of people don't know about.
It's really quite something. The story is really, really stirring. I found out about it because we're doing Tuesdays at the fort and all, and we never really spent a lot of time talking about it, but we will when we get back there to the fort. But this is separate from that, the Wreaths Across America. I had no idea there were 300 graves there.
Yes, there's actually some more. There's some family members there, too. It is now closed. Every spot was taken. I mean, the last person to be there was John Dugan from Newport, whose family was stationed here. And he had, I guess, the last spot. And John died a few years ago, and that filled it up.
No kidding. Wow. So these would have been people that had been stationed at the fort, or just military people?
Correct.
They were all stationed at the fort.
No, the Dugan family was scheduled at the fort. And actually, John, before he died, actually cataloged over a couple hundred pictures that he had put together, family pictures and other pictures of the fort during the times that they were living here.
No kidding. Isn't that something? What a project.
Yeah, he did a great job cataloging everything. It's called the Dugan photo, family photo album. And it's, it shows his actual father going off to tee off to play the six holes they golf holes they had here around the fort.
Yeah. Wow, isn't that something? Now, where is that? Can we see that?
We're trying to take and catalog all the pictures we have and get them up onto our website, hopefully for next spring.
Mm.
Yeah, so that you can go through and see all the historical pictures. We're actually going to, you know, we did a lot of tours this year for the self-guided tours, which had information spots all through the fort. And that's, we're going to expand those next year and add some more photos. And Rob is working on a few apps so that you get to a spot in the fort, you can, the app, and there'll be video of that and other connections to other information we have. So
that's great.
Some things for next year.
That's great. Yeah. And these are things that maybe you picked up and would not have put into play if it weren't for the circumstances of this year then. So something good came out of this year.
Yeah, we were able, since May 11th, we've been able to do self-guided tours, which have been extremely popular. You know, families come, a group of four or five families, they want to be by themselves and space out, and that, and self-guided tours allow them to do that. So we're pretty busy on the weekends, steady during the week since May 11th. So we're going to, weather permitting, we're doing weekends now until the weather shuts us out.
Excellent. Well, we hope that the weather doesn't shut us out for a lot of different reasons, and the fort is definitely one of them. So for Wreaths Across America, tell us the date again that we can come by, that we can start coming by, Joe.
Starting on December 19th after 1 p.m. and until sunset on until sunset on January 8th.
Okay, great. And you can walk among the stones in the cemetery, walk among the graves, and the Wreaths Across America organization will have placed a wreath on the stone of every veteran. And it's really quite something.
Exactly.
There are hundreds of them. And it's really quite a sight, part of the national Wreaths Across America movement that has really gained so much steam. If you go on Wreaths Across America on their website, you see place upon place upon place all across the country. It really is an amazing thing.
Oh, it's growing. It's growing. And it's, you know, it's all part of, you know, the Fordham's Trust Board. The mission of the trust is to, you know, history and of the fort, honor the veterans, and same thing. We hope to have boots back on Memorial Day weekend.
Yes. We spoke to Eric Wallen on Veterans Day, and he said the same thing. He said, look, we're going to get it back there for Memorial Day, and we are very confident we'll be able to pull that off. So I'm with him, and I'm with you.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hope so. That was one of the best things that's been done here in a long time.
For sure. Well, better days.
And I think we did it 1 year, and I think it was growing. I think we'd have a lot more visitors this year. Next year, I think we'll have a lot for that. It'll really pop for everybody to come and see. And it's people I've talked to who came before said we're coming back every year. We have to.
For sure. Well, just follow along at fortadams.org and find out more about Wreaths Across America. Just Google Wreaths Across America, and you can follow along with them. And Joe Dias, we wish you the very best. Everybody there at the fort, have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you soon.
You too. Talk to you soon, Bruce. Thanks.
All right, Joe, thanks very much. Always a pleasure. Wreaths Across America at Fort Adams, and that'll be on December the 19th. Time for bridge traffic. W80K's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. Good ride on the Newport Pell Bridge because the work is done. We are seeing a spot of slow traffic eastbound just around the Newport Arch. Otherwise, it's trouble-free. Both lanes open both directions. 4 minutes, Jamestown to the downtown exits. On the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, a little bit of a different story. You're slow westbound the length of the bridge. It's a cone zone. Eastbound, you move well, so we'll put it back to 8 minutes eastbound, 10 minutes westbound from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Mount Hope Bridge, moving well, trouble-free end-to-end. Soconnet River Bridge, speed limit ride from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it's always VD and you. We'll check it again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's important for your food to love you. We're talking about food that gives you energy, builds your immune system, and fights off diseases. A vegan diet loves you. Do yourself a favor and try vegan.
Corrigan Financial is celebrating its 30th year serving the needs of families and the thriving businesses throughout our Aquidneck Island community. Corrigan Financial has developed a truly comprehensive approach to managing wealth, with a focus on big-picture financial planning, disciplined investment strategies, and sound tax planning. Today, Corrigan Financial has more than 1,000 clients investing over $700 million in assets. Each client is managed by a team of dedicated tax planning and investment professionals. This is a comprehensive, not fragmented approach to financial decision-making. The staff at Corrigan takes pride in not only serving our community, but also reaching out and actively helping our community, donating their time and talent. Corrigan Financial, proudly assisting more than 50 nonprofit groups annually. And for 30 years, helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
Season's greetings from Nairobi.
We're proud to sponsor the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots Drive going on now at all Cartage Furniture and Mattresses locations.
Start a holiday tradition with your family.
Gather up toys and clothing for the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots.
And drop them off at any Cartage Furniture and Mattresses locations. Nairobi will make sure they reach the children in need in our area.
Visit Cartage.com for your nearest location.
Nice sweater.
It's a Christmas sweater.
Happy holidays.
And many thanks for your help in making the season bright.
What's up? This is Teddy Horan, host of The Big Ticket on WADK. Newport's home to me and has been for my whole life. That's why it's very important to me to support our local economy. This pandemic has hit us all hard, and Newport is full of phenomenal locally owned businesses that need our help. So as Newport's busy season comes to an end, it's up to us to support our fellow locals during this challenging time. Go grab a drink at some of Newport's awesome locally owned bars and restaurants. Or check off some boxes on your Christmas list at any of Theme Street's many locally owned shops. While COVID-19 has had a negative effect on all of these businesses, I know Newport will rally from this and thrive in the end. Every little bit helps, so let's make sure to shop local this season and support these businesses so we can continue to enjoy them for years to come.
You like your burger medium well? Your peanut butter crunchy? And your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
WADK weather.
Sunny to partly cloudy, and it will be cooler. Today's high 46. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30. Cloudy tomorrow, high 52. Cloudy with rain and drizzle late tomorrow night, low 49. On Thursday, milder with rain, high 60. Partly cloudy Thursday night, low 48. Some sunshine on Friday, high 55. Cloudy Friday night, low 46. I'm Jonathan Reed on 1540 WADK.
Hi, I'm Ray Brown, inviting you to join me for a fun show called Talkin' Birds every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 8 here on 1540 AM WADK.
All right, news coming in here. Channel 6 is reporting that the Cranston Field Hospital will open next week. According to Dr. Mark Salmon at Kent Hospital, no official opening day yet, but doctors were alerted and preparation to decide which patients will move is underway. What does that mean? Well, they're coming from somewhere. They're not coming from other areas. Again, if we were really interested in doing something other than selling fear, there would be a way to say the patients are coming from this town, that town, this hospital, that hospital. Now, there's a possibility that these are going to be nursing home patients going from hospital to the field hospital before they return to the nursing home. So these would be people who came out of the nursing home with COVID, had to be hospitalized, who were living at a long-term care facility, let's not use the N-word, and then were in the hospital, they've recovered enough, so ordinarily they would go back in the nursing home. But that's where the trouble was, because they weren't completely done with the COVID yet, and they spread it, and that's where the trouble started early on. And there were so many deaths, so many cases in the nursing homes. So there is a line of thought, and it is being discussed. It was being discussed at the highest levels, including the governor. And she, I believe, mentioned it in a broadcast interview today, that there was a possibility that this Cranston Field Hospital might be used as a stopping point for such patients. So it's not a MASH hospital. It's not a place of last resort. And again, you know, on the one hand, we're getting this, and it sells fear. On the other hand, there are three beds at Newport Hospital occupied by COVID patients right now. Three. So something isn't jibing, and the word is jibing. It's a sailing term. It means going along with the prevailing wind. So, you see how we have to get out of the selling of fear. We may only have 12 more weeks to go with this thing before we're out of it and we get the vaccine and whatever. So, can we not sell fear for the last 12 weeks? I don't know. Are we capable of acting this way? Perhaps we're not. Maybe this is the issue. We're all 7 years old and, you know, whatever. I mean, look, you have to wonder as to the intellectual level and the educational level and the just the intellectual level when the big story is that when the new president comes in January, the big deal is he's going to get the Twitter account. And there are people who believe that that makes him president. And that's the issue. So, and with all of this hoo-ha about, well, he's not conceding. Well, he's not allowing the other people to come in. Hello? This is not the student council election. In the student council election, you count the votes, and the cool kids voted, and, you know, the cool guy or the cool girl got to be the president of the student council, and that's it. We don't elect the president the same way as we elect the president of the student council. But since life is seventh grade, everyone thinks this. Well, Trump should just concede, and then Biden becomes the president. I hate to tell you, there's this little something called the Electoral College that doesn't meet until December 14th. We don't elect a president the same way as we elect the president of the student council. So maybe we're not capable of intellectual prowess beyond this. I don't know. So maybe this is how we have to be treated and how our lives have to be ordered for us. Again, I said yesterday, it's my fear that we are incapable of governing ourselves and we have to be told what to do. So I don't know. But things just don't add up. How can you have in Providence, the governor of the state saying, we've got them hanging out the windows. We can't have so many patients. They're in the parking lots. They're in the phone booth. Oh, my gosh. And there are three people with COVID in a bed in Newport Hospital. Three. It doesn't add up. Newport Hospital is not an elite hospital. If there were patients in West Warwick, they could go to Newport Hospital, could they not? So that's not the issue. It's not adding up, you see. I'm happy to talk about this with you at 846-1028. 846-1028. Use our voice message service. You can say whatever you want. 846-1028. My question this morning, like the people who landed at TF Green, who've all apparently caught the COVID and have recovered, would you be more confident, feel more safe if someone close to you had recovered from COVID, had contracted it and recovered it? Would you say you don't have to wear a mask? Would you just feel safer in general? That's a good question. Look how you feel when someone says to you, oh, I've been tested and I'm negative. You feel better, right? Oh, well, okay, you're all right then. I don't have to worry about you breathing on me. Right? That's why some of these restaurants are making some advances, the overreach of the government notwithstanding, by giving tests. Hey, you give a test, you get your test back in 15 minutes, you're negative, come on in. Everybody feels good. Everybody's confident. Right? Don't you feel that way? I mean, I know the odds are overwhelming that you have come up against someone, that someone has, someone in your circle, in your bubble, someone outside your bubble has come to you and said, oh, I've been tested and I'm fine. And it makes you feel so much better. It makes you feel confident, whether or not your own deal. What's your own testing situation? I haven't been tested. Am I going to? I don't know. Am I going to get the shot? I don't know. Who the hell knows? The program called We Are Open is going to be on at noon today on WADK. And we're going to speak to People's Credit Union. And then we will get the corona numbers at some point and see where we are. And in the meanwhile, we will continue on here as we check the bay.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Small craft advisory in effect till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Northwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 25. Tonight, north winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 20, becoming northeast after midnight, waves around 2 feet. Tomorrow, southeast winds at 5 to 10, becoming south in the afternoon, gusts up to 25, and waves 2 to 4 feet. On Rhode Island Sound, northwest winds at 15 to 20 knots. Next high tide, Newport Harbor, 3:38 this afternoon. Sunset at 4:20. Sunrise tomorrow, 6:44. The moon is waxing gibbous. Once again, there's a small craft advisory for... where is it for? Hey, guess what? The small craft advisory is over. Go in peace. Right now on the Newport waterfront, we have sunny skies and 39 degrees. And that's Boating in the Bay on WADK.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Flower Cart is a full-service floral shop that makes your floral vision come to life. In addition to custom offerings for landmark events, Clements carries fresh-cut flowers, blooming plants, and more. They custom-make fruit or gourmet gift baskets. And don't miss Clements' extensive line of Asher's Gourmet Chocolates, Papyrus Greeting Cards, and the Yankee Candle Collection. Your neighborhood store and so much more. Clements Marketplace.
1540 WADK.
Here's 1 minute of what you need to know on this Tuesday. The CDC and Governor Armando say stay home for the holiday. The airlines and the airports are assuring travelers it's safe to fly, and they're flying into TF Green. The Projo talked to incoming travelers yesterday. Fewer of them, 40% as many as a year ago. Anyone arriving in Rhode Island is supposed to quarantine for 14 days unless they've had a COVID test. No one the Projo talked to said that was in their plans, but almost everyone they talked to said they have had the virus. Massachusetts State Police said a body that washed up on the shore of the Taunton River on Monday, believed to be that of the missing motorcyclist, apparently ejected into the water following an accident over the weekend. President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Secretary of the Treasury, not Governor Raimondo, it's former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, leased the Rhode Island connection she went to Brown. And COVID can't keep Santa away from Newport or the mansions closed. Santa will ride the fire truck starting December 8th, and the breakers in the Elms will stay open, and it's sparkling lights on the outside. And your weather word, sunny and cooler. Stay with us for the very latest, 1540 WADK.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Stop by Island Wine and Spirits on your way home today for wine, spirits, and beer. 289 Broadway at the corner of Bliss Road.
Introducing Cabinet Revival. Newport County's premier cabinet refinishing specialists. Their team of technicians specialize in reviving your older wood cabinets from looking tired and dated to showroom new and stylish. Using their special formulated lacquer system, cabinet revival is more affordable, less time-consuming, and more environmentally friendly than most other kitchen renovation options. To see what they can do for your kitchen, stop by their new showroom at 1015 Aquidneck Avenue, Middletown, or go to cabinetrevival.com.
Don't miss the Black Friday deals from now until the end of the month at One Stop True Value, Connell Highway, Newport. Save on everything from power tools, paint, and dog beds at your locally owned and operated store that always helps you get the job done right. Get ready for the holidays with bargains of the month like Holiday Wonderland light sets, or save 20% on all pre-lit trees. Shop the store that's been there for you for over 40 years with quality products and great advice. One Stop True Value.
Hello again, Bruce Newberry, your food dude. It is the most special food time of the year, even this year. We need our restaurants, and our restaurants need us. So how about this? While you're ordering, pick up a gift card to give, and then ask about merchandise to round out a gift for a foodie. A mug, a t-shirt, something else. And don't lose hope. See you in the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro this weekend, Saturday morning at 11, brought to you by Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage that the whole world can enjoy. AM 1540, WADK.
The Irish Hour is back with some old and some new, but always the best in traditional and contemporary Irish and Irish-influenced music. I'm Rick Kelly. Join me Sunday mornings at 8 for the Irish Hour on 1540 AM and WADK.com.
Listen live online at WADK.com.
All right, noticia is coming in here. Today, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala, rhymes with Pamela Harris, I'm the fun aunt, will announce their nominees and appointees to national security and foreign policy posts. Whew. He's going to be around 1 o'clock. What else do we have going on here? Family Service of Rhode Island, who does just some amazing work, distributed 350 donated turkey meals. Thanksgiving deliveries on Monday looked a little different than in years past. Thanks to the generosity of longtime Family Service of Rhode Island supporter Tufts Health Plan, they donated, they distributed 350 frozen turkeys and side dishes. And this is the first time, well, not the first time they've done this, but it's the first time they've distributed these turkeys and meals and so forth using COVID-19 precautions. So not only did they have the meal, but they also included masks, hand sanitizer, and COVID safety resources for the entire family. It was a 40% increase in the number of donated Thanksgiving food items distributed this year. Here's the thing. It wasn't going down absent the COVID. I mean, I was stunned and amazed last year or even the year before when Alison Novick of Martin Luther King Center sat in the WADK studio and said to me, we have 600 more families. And this was before any pandemic or any of this other stuff. Someone was speaking with someone who works in the hunger relief mission. I guess you hate to say a business, but I mean it kind of is, and it's kind of sad that it's become that. And so the person has been active in this type of an effort for 40, 45 years. I'll tell you quite frankly who it is. It is the organization in New York City that was started by Harry Chapin. and that was his, it became his life's work. His music and so forth was funding the hunger operation that he was, that he started with this other fella. And obviously Harry Chapin passed on many years ago, was very tragically killed, as you remember. And the partner was the one who was continuing the work, and he's gotten to retirement age and so forth. He's not as active as he used to be. So he was being interviewed, and he was asked how he felt. And it was something you never hear asked, because the question was, why isn't this going away? Why is it that the need is greater each and every year? Now, this year, there's one answer: COVID. And it has put people who never would have thought that they would have found themselves in a situation to even be asking for help, to be asking for help. And so this is the exception to all rules this year. That said, the truth of the matter is, if there had not been the pandemic, and we were all walking around here fat and rude and happy and sloppy and stinky and everything else that ain't that America that we used to be before the pandemic, there would be this need. And it would have increased over 2019, even if there had been no pandemic. Why is that? You can't blame the bad orange man. Because, you know what? Next year, even with what's-his-face in there, we're still going to be in it. And it's probably going to be worse. And then who are you going to blame? So it really is a question that needs to be asked. It needs to be answered. It needs to be dealt with. It probably never will. We're going to, in a very, very short time, just have to reconcile ourselves to the fact that there will always be this large segment of the population that is in this situation. It is really a shame that there cannot be a long-term solution, and we can't seem to find anything other than to donate and donate and donate and donate and donate. None of these programs were ever intended to be a way of life. Do you understand this? All of these programs were designed to be a temporary helping hand. Everybody needs help once in a while. But once in a while has become a lifetime and generations. Whether or not there's a pandemic. So you have 350 from the family service. I can't imagine what the number for the MLK Center is this year. And all of the other, just so worthwhile and divinely inspired organizations, Child and Family and Boys Town and Children's Friend and on and on and on and on. That having been said, let's see. The COVID meeting, or the COVID update for the city council. Now, one note said Wednesday, but then there was a correction, was there not? I believe it's supposed to be, I'm not sure it's Wednesday. Anyway, it's the weekly COVID workshop. It was being held on, used to be held on Tuesdays, and then they moved it to Wednesdays so that they could get the state information, which is just old anyway. They may as well just have it the night that they were going to have it. So we'll see what happens. Please respect the snowy owl. I've been hearing an owl outside my window at 4 o'clock in the morning. My wife insists it's not an owl. I should record it. I wish there was some way of recording it without having to sit up all night with a recorder. A few snowy owls, says the Audubon Society, are typically spotted in Rhode Island each year. And over the past few weeks, a couple of these majestic birds have been sighted. As nature enthusiasts flock to the shore in hopes of glimpsing these birds, Audubon experts worry about the stress these owls are facing caused by their long journey, shortage of food, and human interference. Chilly temperatures and fewer food sources mean the winter months can be challenging for all birds. They need to be constantly refueling with high-protein energy sources to maintain their body temperature. Birds can easily become stressed by people getting too close. Energy used to escape from perceived danger is energy that cannot be used to locate food sources and shelter. All birds can face serious health consequences from nature enthusiasts trying to get too close or take the perfect photograph, including the snowy owl. Birders are also reminded to respect private property, including parking in or blocking driveways. Over the past several months, rare bird species have been sighted in Rhode Island, including the common cuckoo in Johnston. Please respect snowy owls, winter visitors from the Arctic tundra. And they look like the cigar box, the white owl, right? Majestic and all that. The little baby owl was a snowy owl, if I'm not mistaken. No, he was not. He was not. He looked like a snowy owl. But he was not a, what the heck kind of owl was he? He's doing fine. They let him loose. The Rockefeller the owl. I said I have the children's book half written already. The story of Rockefeller the Christmas owl. Displaced owl found in Rockefeller Christmas could take flight as soon as Monday. When was this? I thought they were supposed to let him go over the weekend. An owl discovered at the branches of the New York's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is recovering and may soon return to the wild. This was on Saturday. He was hungry and dehydrated after spending 3 days stuck in a Christmas tree that was shipped 170 miles away to New York City. But then, of course, then what do the stupid humans do, right? The poor bird, he's stuck in a tree, right? He's like, hey, this is my house. The Governor Cuomo said, live and stay home, stay in the house. So I stayed in the house. I stayed in the tree. What happens? They cut my tree down. Next thing I know, I'm in New York City. I'm like home alone. What is going on? So what do? They bring him back upstate. They bring him another 170 miles. The adult male northern saw-whet owl. That's what he was. He was a saw-whet owl, not a snowy owl. One of the smallest owl species in North America. He was found by workers early in the week. Now, the tree came from upstate somewhere. Wasn't it in the Catskills or somewhere like that? Where do they take them? Saugerties. Isn't that upstate near the Catskills? Isn't that near where Woodstock was? Located roughly 2 hours away from Rockefeller Center. On Friday, his x-rays were all clear, and he's doing fine on a diet of fluids and mice. Even though Rockefeller will soon be returning to wildlife, he will always have VIP access to this tree. The tree will be lit on December 2nd, and so will half the audience. It's an old joke. Let's check the bridges. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. Hey, you're flying over that Newport-Pell Bridge. Well, not really. We've got a spot of slow traffic eastbound under the Newport Arch. So that's
interfering with our pleasure trip here now that we've got all lanes open. And it is increasing our crossing time. We're about 10 minutes either direction, Boston Neck Road, North Kingstown, to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. You've got that work zone in place on the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge and a cone zone westbound. On the Mount Hope Bridge, looking good, starting to build in the intersection both directions now, Bristol Ferry Road and Boyd's Lane. The Saconnet River Bridge moves well from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the VD exit, the Fish Road exit, where it is always VD and U. Now, keep in mind, quick construction update. They're paving all over Middletown. High Street closed to through traffic today and tomorrow. And then First Beach Road, a Third Beach Road, rather, near in that stretch is going to be closed to through traffic on Friday. We'll check the bridges in less than 30 minutes. And remember, it's always VD and U.
This portion of programming is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. For those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero, AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving.
At Bank Newport, our personal teller machine, or PTM, combines the convenience of an ATM with the personal touch of a real-life banker. To use a PTM, simply press the teller assist button and a friendly banker will appear on screen to help you cash checks, make withdrawals or deposits, and more through a secure video connection. Learn more at banknewport.com/PTM. Bank Newport, we're all in. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Wow Media says the air you breathe matters. The air in your home can be up to 5 times worse than outdoors. Learn more about improving your air quality by visiting Wow's location on East Main Road in Middletown or online at wowmediaht.com.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this business of the week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
Why has Custom House Coffee won Newport Life's Best Coffee more than 10 times? Because we do everything we can to brew the absolute best coffee. We start with the finest, high-grown, specialty-grade beans, which cost significantly more than regular commercial-grade coffee. We roast daily in small batches on 2 state-of-the-art Dietrich roasters, so the beans are always fresh. The beans are stored in airtight containers until they are ground, just before brewing the coffee. We use plenty of coffee grinds in relation to the water, more than most. The result is a much richer, flavorful cup where you can really taste the coffee, with or without cream and sugar. We brew into insulated thermal carafes so the coffee is never cooked. Traditional glass carafes on hot burners ruin the coffee almost immediately. It takes a real commitment to produce the best possible coffee, but we have been up to the challenge for nearly 18 years. Custom House Coffee, 796 Aquidneck Avenue, Middletown, Rhode Island.
In this unprecedented year, Thanksgiving is going to be different. No parade, less travel, maybe a smaller crowd around your table. We thought you deserved a break from the heaviness of 2020. So we invite you to listen to an ABC News special, Celebrating the Arts. It's our profile of artists, artisans, and creators who enrich our lives, make us feel. Join me, ABC's Aaron Katursky, and my colleagues for Celebrating the Arts right here.
Hear it on Thanksgiving Day at 7 a.m. and again at 3 p.m. on WADK.
WADK weather.
Sunny to partly cloudy, and it will be cooler. Today's high 46. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30. Cloudy tomorrow, high 52. Cloudy with rain and drizzle late tomorrow night, low 49. On Thursday, milder with rain, high 60. Partly cloudy Thursday night, low 48. Some sunshine on Friday, high 55. Cloudy Friday night, low 46. I'm Jonathan Reed on 1540 WADK.
The Irish Hour, Sunday mornings at 8 on 1540 AM WADK.
Hooty hoot! Hooty hoot!
That's all you need to know. Thank you, Gomer. So, I have a question. Actually, I was going to ask this of Bob Angel this morning, but we ran out of time because he was prescient and said that Ken Jennings would end up hosting Jeopardy. And that has come to pass, at least for a kind of a stopgap fill-in kind of a deal. So the idea is that he's going to fill in as an interim host, and is going to be one of several interim hosts. When Jeopardy returns to production next week, there'll be several interim guest hosts. You're not going to see this until after Christmas, I don't think. So here's my question. Because he was the greatest of all time, holds the all-time record for winning, and I just happen to have the story here. I don't know this, but I'm reading it. He holds all-time records for winning 74 consecutive games and earning $2,520,700 in regular season play. So why would you make him the host? Wouldn't, think about this for a minute. Wouldn't he want to just jump in and answer all the questions? I mean, he's going to have to exercise a tremendous amount of self-control and just keep from saying, wait, I know, call on me. Where's my clicker? Right? These are the things I think about. It's not an unusual set of circumstances if you think about it. And it is kind of one of the biggest kind of blunders in business. You know, I should ask Robert Reese about this, or I should ask I should ask Reese about this in his CEO forum, you know. Why is it that we always, in business, take our star producers, performers, and to honor them and to give them a reward, we take them out of what it was that made them great and put them into some type of a supervisory or ceremonial or kind of benign position, take them out of circulation, make them a boss, and it ends up 9 times out of 10 being the worst thing you could have done. I can't imagine that the all-time champion of Jeopardy is going to be happy being the host of Jeopardy. I mean, again, he's going to have to exercise tremendous discipline, tremendous self-discipline to be able to, right? Let's take the host chat, the contestant chat, just before they go into the second round or the second part of the first round, right? Hey, let's meet our contestants. Cheryl is an accountant from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Cheryl, tell us a little bit about yourself. Well, Alex, I used to do this, right? So Ken Jennings comes over and he's going to have to exercise remarkable self-discipline to keep from saying, yeah, I knew that answer. I was waiting for you to screw that up so that I could jump in and say, wait, I know it. It's the Pythagorean theorem. What is the Pythagorean theorem? Right? Let's meet our next contestant. Bruce, what do you do? Well, I'm an advertising consultant and I live in Vermont. Oh, really? That's great. You know, Vermont was the 14th state. How is he going to be able to resist being the ultimate know-it-all? I mean, what's he going to do when one of the contestants gets something wrong? No, I'm sorry, Tamar. The right answer was 1.27, because what that actually entails is to take the square root. Right? No, I'm very sorry, George. The answer was Grant's tomb. What is Grant's tomb? Because Ulysses S. Grant. Right? How is he going to keep from jumping in? That's my question. And why would you put him in that position? Jeopardy will air 10 of Trebek's best episodes the week of December 24th. Well, they have to be all with Ken Jennings, don't they? The last show he taped will air the week of January 4th, at least on the Boston channel. I imagine it's the same all over, but we don't know. On Twitter, Jennings said there will only ever be one Alex Trebek, but I'm honored to be helping Jeopardy out with this in January. Additional guest hosts will be announced in the weeks ahead. The first week of guest-hosted shows will air the week of January 11th, 2021. So, who else would host Jeopardy? I mean, they're going to give some people a shot, I'm sure. I'm sure they'll give LeVar Burton a shot, and then they have to, you know, do the thing where, okay, we've got to have someone who's this and someone who's that, so, you know. But who would be a great Jeopardy host? Hey, Ken Jennings may well be the guy of all time, right? I mean, look, some of the great game show contestants, a couple of them I can think of, but, well, do you consider a reality show, do you consider a reality TV show a game show? So somebody like a Carrie Underwood or somebody like that who came out of one of those shows, is that the same as a game show? I think it kind of is, isn't it? So who would make a good Jeopardy host? You have to have someone, I said this before, you have to have someone who is able to, as Trebek did, make the contestants and the show and the game the star. That is a talent. You cannot inject your own personality. I mean, Gene Rayburn was okay, but he was a little annoying because he insisted on injecting his own personality. Richard Dawson the same way. Some of the modern hosts like Wayne Brady, even Drew Carey, they put their own. Drew Carey comes very, very close to being able to walk that line and to be a presenter. And it is a true gift. Trebek had it. Regis had it. Very, very few other people have had it.
As your heating system ages, it can lose efficiency or stop working altogether. Superior Comfort Incorporated offers quality heating system installation for every home. You rely on your boiler for heat and hot water, and when your boiler breaks or stops working efficiently, you need an experienced HVAC contractor who's well-versed in boiler installation to replace your unit as soon as possible, as well as keeping your comfort and budget in mind. Superior Comfort offers a variety of makes and models and will help you select the new boiler to best fit your home. When you choose them for boiler installation, you'll get the benefit of affordable pricing, prompt service, quality workmanship, customer-focused professionals. Superior Comfort takes pride in their excellent customer service. They welcome the opportunity to show you how their skilled technicians can best serve you. Call today, 401-396-9171, or find them online at superiorcomfortinc.com for more information or to set up an appointment for a furnace or boiler installation.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station. 1540 WADK Newport.
Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property.